Yeah, it seems to be at crisis level today. I was up at the accident emergency and I seen for myself the ambulances queued up awaiting to offload the patients. It's a very worrying sight, to be honest. I would say it's two-thirds or three-quarters of the available ambulance fleet and crews that we would have on any given day are now hooked up at the accident emergency. Once again, it is inundated with patients awaiting to be seen. And I don't know how long we can put up with this in Donegal and how long that the hospital can cope with the numbers that are turning up at accident emergency. But I'm really concerned today that if there's 999 calls, what will the time be before people receive an ambulance when they send for it? And I'm at the minute trying to get in contact with the ambulance service here in the county to find out if they have introduced an emergency mode or of operation, or if they brought in extra crews to put more ambulances out on the county roads.
It's clearly an evolving situation, and one that you've also mentioned that appears to be happening nationwide. It might not just be confined here to Donegal today.
Yeah, apparently there's a surge in ambulance calls across the country, and a lot of ambulances are hooked up at various hospitals. But I'm also being informed that this is an isolated incident. This occurs a lot more regularly than we would think. And, you know, it's something that we've been raising over this last while in relation to the amount of services and resources that the ambulance service certainly have here in the county to deal with the demands that there is. But once again, we see the shortages of beds and resources at Letterkenny University Hospital. And my heart goes out to everybody who's sitting waiting today, and indeed those patients here in the back of ambulances waiting to be seen at accident emergency.
Another issue that has been raised frequently is the length of time it takes to process a patient from the ambulance to be admitted into the hospital. Is that something that needs to be reviewed?
Yeah, of course it does. But if there's nowhere to put them, I don't know how we can process them or where do we put, you know, if an ambulance called, you would imagine that someone's quite ill and if they necessitate an ambulance to take them to hospital. I think people also need to think about, do they need to go to accident emergency departments? They're very busy places. Could your local GP or now doc deal with the issues? And, you know, not necessarily, like if you're waiting 10 or 11 hours before someone sees you, it would suggest that you're not in immediate need of healthcare. But look, we just need to look at how we operate our accident emergencies, how people access them, and what more could be done at our GPs. But today we are in a very serious situation, I think, with 10 ambulances hooked up at the accident emergency, which are out of service for the rest of the county. And my concern now is that the National Ambulance Service, and I'm sure they are looking at this, and that they're bringing in extra crews to be able to carry on the work and be able to respond to all calls, especially 99 calls.